You might have tuned into the Disney movie Turning Red because it looked super fun and super cute, and it sure was, but you might not have realized there was actually a hidden copywriting lesson in it. So I'm going to share that with you today. Welcome to Emma Givens Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does three incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. Two, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And three, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long-term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy. Welcome or welcome back to Emma Givens Content and Copy. As you might have imagined, I'm Emma, and I'm the founder of the branded copywriting and content marketing boutique based here in Toronto called Emma Givens Content and Copy. We specialize in serving high-end product-based businesses or premium service-based businesses. So that could be anywhere from chocolate and wine and jewelry to real estate, vacation rentals, and more. And really, we do specialize in helping Toronto-based businesses. We work with people all over the world. Let's be real about that, especially the US, the UK, Australia, Singapore. But we have really strong relationships based here in Toronto, which is awesome because Turning Red takes place here in Toronto. And I'm going to go straight into the copywriting tip or technique that we learn from the success of Turning Red. So there is a principle in writing in general, not just copywriting, that is, we find the universal in the specific. The more concrete and detailed something is, the more people will actually resonate with it, which seems counterintuitive. You'd think the more generalized it was, the more people would want to engage with it, that they would see themselves reflected in it, but not at all. And we see a really great example of this in the transition from classic Pixar and Disney movies into something like Turning Red. So in the past, a lot of Pixar movies were very generic. So it could be anywhere in America, especially that kind of middle America, you know, classic supermarket. There's a Walmart or whatever their generic equivalent is. There is a household with a brother and a sister, like super generic. And yes, there are families that look like that and families that live in middle America. But even those families, you know, they live in a specific city. They have a specific background. Maybe they don't have both mom and dad. Maybe they have two moms. Maybe they just have one dad. You know, there's so much specificity in our real lives. And that is more true, it's more authentic. And so while yes, Pixar went the general route for a long time, we see that middle America portrayed time and time again, we also realize that we have a film like Turning Red. So this is perfect in the year 2022 because people want to be specific. They want to see themselves reflected through universal themes, not through someone who looks and sounds and thinks exactly like them. So in Turning Red, we have May, who's this wonderful character. I absolutely love her and resonated with her a lot. So she is a Chinese-Canadian girl from Toronto in the year 2002. What could be more specific? It's got a specific date. It's got a specific, you know, it's got a specific location for sure. And you see Toronto. It's a huge character in this movie. And on top of that, we also have her with a really specific background and a very defined family. We know her mom's personality. We understand that her dad is kind of, he's very supportive, but he like shies away and like shoves Timbits in his mouth when he's a little bit nervous. We know that she has a family full of feminine power. We've got all of the aunties who are coming. There's so much specificity in it. There's a specific boy band called 4chan with songs that were actually written for this movie by Billie Eilish and Phineas. Like, there's so much that's specific about it. How specific is it that she turns into a red panda, a giant red panda? It's wildly specific. And yet, that is part of why it's been so successful. Because, yeah, I'm not May, you know? I grew up in Toronto. I lived through the year 2002. She's actually older than me technically, but I'm not Chinese Canadian and my background, my culture is quite different. There are some things I still have in common with her though, through the location, through the fact that I lived through 2002, yes, but because of the universal theme of finding yourself and negotiating who you are versus who your family expects you to be through puberty. You know, these are universal themes that people relate to, set in a really specific setting with a really specific main character. And I cannot see how something like Turning Red could work if it was generic middle America still. You know, I think that having that specificity is key to why it's resonating so well with people. People realize that, hey, May is a real individual. You know, she's got her flaws. She's got her patchy eyebrows, as they described it in the behind the scenes feature, which is also worth watching for sure. It's a great little documentary that you can see on Disney Plus. But it's because she has a personality that is unparalleled, right? She is a one of a kind character, just like every single person is one of a kind. You know, even Andy from Toy Story could have such a rich existence too. You know, he doesn't have to be that generic. He didn't have to live in generic middle America. He could have had a very specific location and we can see it. It's almost like a character. It just adds this richness to the story. There's so much in the story, so many layers, so many Easter eggs in a sense, because it is so specific. So the lesson of Turning Red for copywriting is the universal and the specific. Be as specific as possible when telling your stories, when sharing your anecdotes, when giving numbers. Make sure you give the exact stats, the exact year something happened in. Make it really, really defined because people cling to that. It makes it feel true because it is true, right? It's a big difference to say make $1 million and make an extra $15,000 this month. Actually, it's even better to say something like, last month I made an extra $14,779. That sounds way more true because it's so hyper-specific. Even if it could have been true, you made exactly $15,000 on the dot. So that is really the lesson here. Be specific in your copywriting. Speak to one specific person. Really carve out all the details and people will resonate with it. So you're still going to be speaking just to your target audience. Don't worry, you're still going to be putting a few people off because of the fact that you are so specific, but within your audience, more people will feel like, actually, this was a little love letter to me. They'll feel like you saw them as an individual. And that is so, so important in 2022 and beyond. So thank you so much for tuning into the podcast this week. Make sure that you are actually subscribed to the podcast and share it. If this episode resonated with you, then be sure to, you know, maybe take a screenshot of it on your phone and then post it on Instagram. Do at Emma Givens Writer, and I will be sure to share it. I'll love to follow you to get to know about your business as well and learn specifically what makes you unique. And that's it for today. I will see you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.